We continue our learning the Ili Nish, Mastavi ben Menachem Nish, and Chan Yaakov ben Pinchas Aleo, wearing Ksuvos, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Gimel. After we learned in the previous Mishnayos the halachos of the mizonos of the daughter, Abbas, based on the Tanai that a woman had with her husband, Armish is going to discuss the halachos of the mizonos of the almana from the nechasim of her husband who passed away based on the tanai of the ksuva. So almana sha'amra, you have an almana, a widow, the husband passed away, and she tells the yorshim of her husband, ef shilo zuzmi beis ba'ali, I don't want to leave my husband's house, I want to stay here, I want to be supported and live in this residence. Ein ha'yorshim yicholim lomarla l'chi leveis avich va'anu zanin osach. The yorshim of the Baal can say, listen, the estate we inherited, we have an obligation to support you, but we don't want you living here. You go back to your father's house. Our father passed away, not married him anymore, so you may as well go back to your father's house, but we will support you with mizonos. We'll give you the food, the sustenance you need, but we don't want you living here. They don't have the right to say that. The almana has the right to say, ef shilo zuzmi beis ba'ali, I don't want to leave, I want to stay. As the Mishnah says, they give her mizonos, and she remains in that residence as she had requested. Not only that, they have to give her a residence according to her covered, according to her honor. Based on the tanai of the ksuva, the almana lives in her husband's home, in her husband's residence, and this is true regarding throughout the entire days of her being a widow until she potentially remarries. And she gets a proper kavod as well. The Bryce explains that means she's able to use the avadim and the shvachos of her husband, the mattresses, the pillows, klei chesef, klei zahav. The way she used it when her husband was alive, she can use that as well. We don't say that, oh, that's part of the inheritance of the sons and she has no right to it. Amra, ef she loses me base abba. Let's say she says the opposite. The husband passed away. And now she says, I want to go back to my father's house. I'm not staying in the residence of my husband. And the yorshim, and she wants the yorshim to give her the mizonos there. They're obligated to give her mizonos. She's just not going to be living in that residence. Yecholim ha-yorshim lomar la, they have the right to tell her like this. Im e'at etzleinu yesh lech mizonos. If you're going to remain with us in our father's house, so then we're going to support you, we'll give you mizonos. Vim ein at etzleinu, ein lich mizonos. But if you're not going to be living with us in this house, then we're not giving you mizonos. Now the Gemara explains why this is, and the Gemara uses this phrase, shebirkas habayis biruba. What does that mean? The blessing on the home is biruba, is where you have multiple people. The more people in the home, the greater the blessing in the home. Why is that true? Because everyone helps each other out. You help each other out, you're able to profit more. The mazel is greater. Rashi explains, mazalam shel harabim adif is better. And therefore, they have the right to say, listen, we will end up losing out, so to speak, if you don't live here. And because you're choosing to live to go back to your father's house, so then you'll have to find Mizono somehow. By you leaving this house, that makes life more difficult for us. That's the girsa that's one girsa, Birkas Habayis Biruba. The Rambam has the girsa, his text is Shebirkas Habayis Miruba. What is the difference between Biruba and Miruba? The Rambam explains the following, and I quote, this is in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Dalet. Yeah, for example, Chamisha Shahya Mizonos Kolechon Mehen Kav, Kshaya Chalavado. You have five people. And if you were giving them mizonos independently, each one would need a kav, a certain measure, six kav equal a sa'a. To eat alone, each one would need a kav of wheat, let's say. Im hayu chamisha son bevayis echad ba'ochlin be'eruv, though. But if they were in the same home and they were eating together, maspik lahem arba'a kavim. Four kav would be sufficient if they're all eating together. V'hu hadin l'shar tzarchei abayis, says the Rambam. Same thing would be true regarding all needs of the house. So what we're pointing out is that when you're eating by yourself, you need a full sandwich. And everyone needs the full sandwich. But when you're eating together, you bring all the food together. So somehow four kav is sufficient for five people, even though if they were eating independently, each one would need a kav of his own, and that would end up being five kavim. So if the almana leaves the house and goes to her father's house, the yisomim can say, listen, if you're with us, If you were with us, it would cost less for us to support you, to give you mezonos. So because Berchas Habayis is miruba, if you were here. So this doesn't mean, according to the Rambam, they don't have to give her mezonos at all. What it means is they can give her the percentage of mezonos that they would be giving her had she lived there. And can't say, well, and she can't claim, no, I want a full kav, let's say, because I'm here, I'm independent. They can say, listen, if you were living here, you wouldn't end up eating that much food. We'd be able to mix it up somehow, and it would be sufficient for all of us to have a little bit less. So that percentage is what they're going to give her. Not that they don't have to give her anything at all. That's another way to learn the Mishnah. Im ha'isa to'enes. Let's say the woman, though, made the following claim, the almanah. Nevnesha yalda, you know why I want to go back to my father's house? I'm young. I don't want to live in my husband's house. And they were young as well. They're not her children, let's say. So they're the father's children. So I don't want there to be a shame, rather be a rumor of what's going on in this house. And that was her time. I don't want to stay here. So then, then they have to give her the complete mezonos in her father's house, and she can live in her father's house. Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Kolzman shibaveis aviha, meaning when the almana chooses to go back to her father's house and the yorshim are giving her mizonos there, since she is not getting any hana, any benefit from the nechasim besides the mizonos. Remember, if she's living in the house, so then she can use all the utensils and the mattresses and the pillows and the avodah mishvachos, etc. She's living in her father's house. She's getting basic mezonos. That's all she's getting. So the halacha here says the Mishnah is, we'll see a machlokas about this, gova ksuvasa la'ola. She can collect her ksuva at any time that she wants, even after many, many years. So many, many years she's living in our father's house, getting only mezonos from the Yorshim. She can come to them and say, after many, many years, I'm now ready to collect my ksuva. But kolzman shehi beveis ba'ala, but if she's living in the residence of her deceased husband, where now she can use the nechasim of the Yerusha, the avadim, the shvachos, klei chesef, klei zav, all the utensils in the home, she has a lot more benefit. So then govak suvasa ad esrim v'chamesh shanim. Then she only has 25 years from the day that her husband passed away to collect the suva. Once 25 years has elapsed, she can no longer collect her ksuva. Why? So the mixture explains what the 25 years is. Sheyesh be'esim v'chamesh shanim she'te'aseh tova. There it takes 25 years. She'te'aseh tova k'neged ksuvasa. This is Divir Rabbi Meir, Sha'ama Mishra Rav Shimon Gamliel. What's Rabbi Meir saying in the name of Rav Shimon Gamliel? That after 25 years, she ends up using a lot of what's in the home for her neighbors. What does she do? She gives them her neighbors. Oh, can I borrow this? Can I have a little bit? Can I have a couple of eggs? Can I have a little bit of flour? So after 25 years, that adds up. And after 25 years, we assume that all of those gifts that she gives to her neighbors, which are really coming from the nechasim of the yisomim, it belongs to the yorshim. But because she's living in the home, she's constantly doing this, giving a little bit to her neighbors, which we know is normal. So after 25 years, we assume that the entire ksuva, the 200 zuz, let's say, has been used up in that way. And therefore, after 25 years of living in Mibes Bala, she forfeits the ksuva. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. V'achachamim omrim. No, just the opposite. Kolzman she Mibes Bala gova ksuva sola ola. They hold it's just the opposite. If she stays in our husband's residence, then she has forever to collect the ksuva. Where do we have this 25 years? That's when she's in the base of Via, when she's in our father's house. We'll have to explain why that is. V'chachamim again. Kozman she beveis ba'ala gova ksuva sola olam. If she's in her husband's house, then she can choose to collect the ksuva at any time that she likes. Why? Because they don't think that the almana loses her ksuva after 25 years because of all of the chesed she's doing for her neighbors, giving them a part of the Yerusha from the nechasim of the Yisomim, but for a different reason. It's because we assume shikasa hi michila. Her being silent is like her being mocheles, being willing to forego and forgive the ksuva. What happened? She was silent for all of the years, and she wasn't tovea her ksuva at all. So we assume, if you're silent, so then she's obviously mocheles on her ksuva. It's been 25 years already. She obviously was willing to forego and forgive the ksuva. She's mocheles. Now, when do we assume that when a woman is mocheles on the ksuva, that where is she? Where we assume if she's silent, rather, that we assume that that means that she's mocheles. Aha, so here's the difference. When she's in her husband's house, then she can collect her ksuva forever. Because her being silent doesn't prove anything. That doesn't indicate she's being mocheles on the ksuva. Why? Because the only reason she's silent is because she's living with the Yorshim. They're honoring her. They're letting her use everything in the home. She's embarrassed to claim the ksuva. So we don't assume she's being mocheles after 25 years. She's just embarrassed to ask for the ksuva because they're being so nice to her because she's able to use all of the kalim in the home. And if she's being, because she's still living in the residence. But, says the Mr. Kolzman, Shehib Vesavia, Govek Suvasa Aresim Chameshonim. When do we have the 25 years? So the Chacham say again, if she's a Bebeis Bala, Govek Suvasa Lolam, she collected food forever. Because we don't assume that 25 years have elapsed, she must have been Mocheles. Because she's embarrassed to ask for it. But if she's in Bevesavia, where she's not at all embarrassed to ask for the ksuva if she really wanted it, because she's not living in their home. She's not embarrassed to ask for the ksuva. What are they giving her? Mezonos? That's it. She's doing them a favor by not living in that house. She's not using anything of theirs. So she wouldn't be embarrassed to ask for the ksuva. So the fact that 25 years have elapsed and she hasn't claimed the ksuva at all, we assume that her shesika, her silence, is a mechila, and if she's mocheles on the ksuva. Mesa, let's say this almana now passes away. So the husband had passed away, and now she passes away. She has her yorshim. Yorsheha mask, and they want to be tovea her ksuva from the other yorshim, the yorshim of the husband. Yorsheha maskirin ksuva sa ad esum v'chabesh shanim. They, yorshim, have the right, maskirin means to be tovea, means to claim. They have the right to claim also up until 25 years from the time that she passes away. That's one opinion. And others claim, no, at the time that, from the time, 25 years from the time the husband passed away. Different explanations. Now, what is the language of mazkirin? What do you mean, her yorshim, remember, remind, something about the ksuva, that's what it means to claim the ksuva? So some explains it means they have to inform the yesomim of the husband one time within the 25 years that they're not being mochel on their mother's ksuba. But we all remember, we already explained that the Yorshim cannot demand the ksuba of their mother unless she had taken an oath in her lifetime before she passed away. Because that's halacha. Because she can't collect her ksuva without taking a shvua. But if she didn't take a shvua that she has yet to collect a ksuva in her lifetime, they can't collect anything from the ksuva. Because if you remember that principle, ain't other morish shvua levanav. The person can't then bequeath a shvua, an oath that they had to take in their lifetime to their children. It's not going to work. And since they can't take that shvua, they cannot collect her ksuva.